Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood overthinking whisperer. And welcome back to Overthinking Cure, Quiet Your Mind, the daily dose of sanity in this crazy world. Today, we're diving into something super crucial, understanding and managing our emotions. Because let's face it, life throws a lot our way, good, bad, and everything in between. It's like that roller coaster at an amusement park, exhilarating highs, stomach-dropping lows, and sometimes those twists and turns that leave you feeling totally disoriented. But here's the thing, we don't have to be passengers on this emotional roller coaster. We can actually learn to navigate it with grace and even a little bit of joy. Now, I know what you're thinking. Riley, easier said than done. And yeah, managing emotions isn't always easy. It takes work, self-awareness, and a whole lot of practice. But trust me, it's worth every ounce of effort. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on this emotional mastery journey. First things first, recognize your emotions. This might sound obvious, but sometimes we get caught up in the whirlwind and forget to actually name what we're feeling. Are you anxious, joyful, frustrated? Acknowledging your emotions is the first step towards understanding them. Think of it like labeling those different shades of paint. Knowing the name helps you mix and match them to create something truly beautiful, or at least less messy. Next up, understand the triggers. What sets off those emotional fireworks for you? Is it a certain person, situation, or even thought pattern? Identifying your triggers can help you anticipate and manage those emotional explosions before they happen. It's like knowing which ingredients make your favorite dish. Once you know what works, you can create culinary masterpieces instead of kitchen disasters. Now, let's talk about healthy coping mechanisms. We all have ways of dealing with stress and strong emotions. But some strategies are more helpful than others. Think about the things that actually soothe you, a good book, a walk in nature, connecting with loved ones, or even just taking a few deep breaths. Find what works for you and make it a regular part of your self-care routine. Don't bottle it up. This one is super important. Emotions are meant to be felt, not suppressed. Holding them in can lead to bigger problems down the road. Think pressure cooker exploding. So find healthy ways to express your emotions. Talk to someone you trust, journal, write a song, or even paint your feelings onto a canvas. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all have emotional ups and downs. It's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up when things get tough, offer yourself some understanding and support. Remember, you're doing the best you can with what you know right now. Okay, picture this. You're at a party, surrounded by people you don't really know. You feel that familiar tightness in your chest, social anxiety kicking in full force. Your mind starts racing with what-ifs and negative self-talk. But then, remember those 5 key takeaways we just discussed. Take a deep breath, remind yourself that it's okay to feel anxious, and focus on engaging in genuine conversations. Maybe even try striking up a conversation about something you're passionate about. Your enthusiasm might just be contagious. See? By applying these insights, you can turn those overwhelming feelings into opportunities for connection and growth. So, there you have it, 5 powerful strategies to help you understand and manage your emotions like a pro. Remember, this isn't about becoming emotionless robots. It's about harnessing the power of our emotions and using them to fuel our lives in positive ways. Take action today. Start by identifying one trigger that commonly throws you off balance. Then, brainstorm a few healthy coping mechanisms you can try next time you encounter that situation. Share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media. I'd love to hear from you. And remember, keep those minds clear and hearts open. We'll be back tomorrow with another dose of Overthinking Cure. Until then, peace out.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.